My heartfelt thanks to Joey Schumacher, who is not only a social worker on Maui, but also a singer. You'll have to see him on stage somewhere there on Maui. My thanks also to the Beaches and Sandovals, without whom this story would not have been possible. Joey Schumacher is an outreach worker at Family Life Center and stepped up when I asked, where are the homeless on Maui? Joey's lived and worked in Hawaii for 40 years, the last 16 of them on Maui.
But hey, I always say, if you're going to be homeless on Maui, why not live in, down here in Kihei, right along the beautiful ocean? And look at this, you know?
No.
Yeah. Down in Papalawa, it's a beautiful beach all along the ocean there, and there's people living in buses and vans, and not just tents, you know. We're turning onto South Kihei Road. We're on North Kihei Road right now. This whole area back here, all this Kiawe off to the left, there's like 45 people living here. There might be more.
We're at the edge of an overgrown field dotted with stands of shrubbery. There's a t-shirt blowing on a twig, but no people in sight, and the street is lined with vehicles. Schumacher says he was homeless himself for 2 years living out of his truck. He had jobs the whole time, and like many, had a gym membership for daily showers and a workout. When you're not paying rent, you can almost have a lifestyle, if you don't mind not having a house.
It just sort of snowballed on us, and that's, you know, how it works. You know, once you start go sliding down.
Stacy Lynn and Vernon Beach were homeless for years at Kamaole Beach 3.
I had great income. Tony was obviously working, you know. We had two beautiful new vehicles. We had to let everything go.
Like the Beaches, Kate and Frank Sandoval lost their home after both of them landed in the hospital.
And we came right out of Kaiser Moanalua Hospital back to Maui, and my key did not work in my unit. The money we had sent them got cashed and spent somewhere else. Our belongings got sold.
What did you do? What was the first thing you did?
Cried, you know. And we tried to do it on our own. We were two very proud people that have worked all of our lives. And I
where
just
did
didn't
you,
want to
where
go.
Where exactly did you go that first day?
The first day we sat at the bus stop in front of Kaiser Permanente. And we sat there till 2 o'clock in the morning.
The Sandovals ended up living at the bus stop for 3 months, sleeping in shifts for security. Now the Sandovals and Beaches are living in affordable housing run by Family Life Center. The Beaches receive $1,500 a month in income. A studio can cost more than that. Let's take a look at Hope on the Horizon for affordable housing on Maui. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.